We opened up over 2,000 appointments per month just by using this AI application to predict who wouldn't be showing up.
Good day, and welcome to another HIMSCast podcast. I'm Bill Sawicki, Managing Editor of Healthcare IT News, a HIMSS Media publication. Today, we'll be digging into the new study from Berkeley Research Group entitled AI and the Future of Healthcare. The report is packed with exciting results and draws on responses from 86 senior executives at provider organizations. My guest today is James McHugh, Managing Director at Berkeley Research Group. James is a seasoned healthcare technology and automation expert. He is an expert in technology automation, performance improvement, electronic health record implementations, and revenue cycle management. He blends his operational experience with deep technical expertise. He was a co-founder of a revenue cycle-focused consulting firm and brings more than 18 years of healthcare consulting experience helping community hospitals, health systems, and academic medical centers improve their operational and financial performance using technology. Welcome, James.
Thank you, Bill, for having me.
Very glad you could be here. So let's dig into some of the more intriguing results from this study. First, your report finds nearly 60% of provider respondents are providing some form of internal training and education on AI, and 55% of them are establishing AI-specific guidance on proper use. Please elaborate on this finding and talk about what it indicates about the state of AI in healthcare today.
Thanks, Bill. So some industry leaders are offering basic training around AI, and a lot of this is really program specific at this point. So an example of that is there's an academic medical center in California we're working with. They're training their physicians on how to look for hallucinations and AI-generated responses to patient questions. At a broader level, though, we're likely to see more adoption training in standardized programs as AI continues to become more widespread. It's likely to focus, we think, on means testing and deployment of AI algorithms. And there's a potential to have industry standard training too, something similar to your standard PHI and HIPAA training that all employees are required to go through on an annual basis as AI begins to have kind of its moment within the industry. But we think that's, you know, that's still coming and that's not quite there yet. I think the near-term focus right now is really on risk mitigation of AI. And what that really means is that ethical and privacy dimensions and ramifications of AI. One of the things we're discovering right now is that not all AI algorithms or applications are applicable in the same way to all organizations. BRG, for example, we have our own AI application. We call it MelodyMD. It's just used to predict no-show appointments for provider groups. And the thing we discovered is it has to be means tested on clients based on their demographics, the provider setting. And during that testing period, the algorithm's defined based on the specific client needs. But that's an example of how you just can't use AI without training and testing between health systems. And I think we've seen other industry examples of that as well. We, of course, manage that process, but there's a lot of vendors out there that don't manage that process in the same way. And they implement algorithms and solutions without means testing. And that really speaks to the need for a governance structure at the provider level that can manage those applications.
Okay. So moving on, your report says that while the healthcare sector has taken steps to self-regulate as a matter of necessity, it still has more to do. Just 37% of provider respondents indicate their organizations are either reviewing or planning to review regulatory guidance to ensure proper AI implementation. So what does this mean for provider organizations and the healthcare industry?
Well, Bill, this issue really directly relates to provider level engagement. Organizations aren't prepared and need to establish a governance structure or what we like to use as a center of excellence around automation and AI. IT and security governance models, we think, are really inadequate to manage AI development deployment. We think it's more of an interdisciplinary governance model that should be established. It doesn't just manage AI, it's really innovation, any automation initiatives throughout the healthcare provider enterprise. So the key takeaway for us is it can't just be an IT function, or worse, what's happening is many departments are rolling out AI initiatives independently without involvement from IT or without involvement from any type of internal governance structure. On the regulatory side, I think providers need to establish clear responsibility, ownership of public policy and the regulations enforcement developments that are coming out. And that should hopefully inform them both strategically and, of course, you know, the enterprise risk mitigation initiatives. But again, you have to have a governance structure in place. The other thing I'd mention is that from a broader governance perspective, healthcare boards and executives are aware of AI risks and the benefits, of course, that are associated with it. And there is at least top-down pressure to establish some of this governance, but we're not there yet at the provider level.
On another front, 6 in 10 provider respondents to your study view current AI regulations and guidance as providing adequate safety measures for the use of AI. So where does this optimism come from? And is it too optimistic?
Yeah, many in the industry believe there's already robust regulation around HIPAA and PHI. There's a prevailing view that HHS has issued adequate guidance on AI. Privacy and security have been fundamental concerns and risks in the provider space. But, you know, this has been around for decades, right? And federal and state agencies have always prioritized it, and the EU as well with GDPR. So I think the prevailing wisdom is there are regulations around data. In many of these things, you know, many of the AI initiatives and concerns are around data, and healthcare data is regulated. But we recommend providers shape their own standards and develop governance models themselves. So that allows providers to account for their own challenges and opportunities that, you know, maybe is only visible to them in that organization. Currently, it really appears the regulatory regime in the U.S. is trying to address or is addressing some of these stakeholder concerns, but we have to recognize that we really are in the first few innings of the game with AI. As was the case with the advent of the internet, there's undoubtedly unforeseen capabilities and complexities that come around with it, and so that's something we should be aware of.
Yeah, that number just struck me, that I thought they were a little optimistic for the time being, because there are so many unknowns as of yet. So another result from your study, 87% of provider respondents also are confident in their organization's ability to comply with regulations, while indicating that HIPAA violations, accuracy, safety, data privacy, and ethical standards remain top of mind. That number is huge, and AI is so new. What is your reaction to this report finding?
Well, it's similar to the prior answer, but I'll add a little bit more to it, because, okay, on one hand, providers feel that data regulations are adequate. And many of the AI data regulations might come across as duplicative. But, you know, I saw a recent presentation at Five from a CIO talking about IT's pyramid of needs. And this is kind of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And the base starts with the technology core, and then security, and then applications, and then BI, patient engagement. And then at the very top is AI. And so naturally, the focus is on core IT activities. I think that's what IT is looking at. And the bigger focus right now is on security. And we all know about that, right? There's all kinds of headlines around cyber attacks, ransomware, and it's extraordinarily prevalent right now. It's the top of everybody's mind. And so that's where I think the difference is you have, you know, IT security experts, they're focused very much on these core capabilities, and they're confident in their ability to address HIPAA and address, you know, data privacy. AI hasn't quite been the huge focus yet. It's at the top of that pyramid. And I think that's where the difference lies.
Okay. Well, I have just one more question for you today, James. Let's end big. 75% of healthcare professionals expect widespread implementation of AI in 3 years. Do you think this will prove accurate? And what are the drivers and challenges?
Yes, I do. AI has a potential to be disruptive, but AI isn't just generative AI. And I think that's where some people get confused about what it really is. And AI also isn't just clinical applications either. And I know that's been a focus. It's AI can improve both clinically and administratively. It's much broader than a lot of the things that are garnering the headlines. There is a quote in our report from Lisa Stump, and from Yale New Haven. I'll read it briefly. She said, "We've explored AI from backside to back office, and what we've learned is that to utilize AI tools while limiting risk, healthcare organizations need to be able to clearly address their vendors. They should be able to explain algorithms, ensure outcomes are equitable, and meet security standards. Transparency is critical. The bedside of the back office is an important part. There is this huge rise in consumerism in all industries. And in healthcare, what it means is how do we better affect patient engagement? How do we bring them into the system, keep them in the system, and make sure we manage the, you know, the continuum of care, introduce processes and efficiencies? And AI helps us do that in a much quicker way. You know, at BRG, we focus, you know, our application of MelodyMD on getting quicker access to doctor's appointments. And it's not just about making, is using AI to do that, but it's not just about making the doctors more efficient. It's about providing opportunities for patients to better schedule appointments and opening up appointments. There's a specific client we're working with. We opened up over 2,000 appointments per month just by using this AI application to predict who wouldn't be showing up. Another side of it, we have an application to predict readmit risk for patients. So these are patients who are being discharged on the inpatient side in case managers are concerned about them going to their follow-up appointments. So we can predict when they're not going to show. And instead of, you know, double booking those appointments like we would in a clinical environment or outpatient environment, we're actually concerned more about personal outreach for this patient. So do they need telehealth or do they need home health instead? So the idea here is that AI is going to really help us address a lot of discrete problems. And I know we always think about the clinical side of things, but we think there's a tremendous amount of opportunity in the operational side of things. And again, it's not just in generative AI, it's a lot of it's really predictive AI. And I think that's where a lot of the opportunity is going to be.
Excellent. And that is this week's HIMSCast. I'd like to thank my guest, James McHugh, Managing Director at Berkeley Research Group. Thank you, James.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
And to our listeners, stay tuned. Another HIMSCast is on the way soon.